get started. Good afternoon, everybody. So today we're doing this all Zoom, but let's discuss a halacha that I didn't even think was a shaila at all. The shaila was as follows. Someone texted me asking me if a woman is allowed to...
I can't hear you, Rabbi. Sorry.
I know, but I think everybody else does hear me, Menachem Aaron. Someone texted me a shaila asking if a woman is allowed to roll up a mezuzah in order to prepare the mezuzahs to be put up. Is there any problem with a woman touching the mezuzah and preparing the mezuzahs to be put up? So my first thought was, a woman is allowed to put up a mezuzah. What would be the problem? A woman could do everything as far as the mezuzah is concerned, except for writing the mezuzah. So then I looked into it and I saw that there is actual discussion in Poskim about this. So let's discuss, is a woman allowed to put up a mezuzah? Is there any issue with a woman putting up a mezuzah? On the one hand, we find that women are obligated in the mitzvah of mezuzah just like men. The man yarichin yamim, the Gemara says that nashim are also ba'ichai. Women also want to have arichus yamim. So it implies, and the Mishnah says in brachas daf chaf amin aleph that nashim avadim ketanim are chayavim mezuzah. We pass in that way explicitly in Shulchan Aruch Yardeas and Kuf Pei Vav Si'if Aleph Kedushan Lamedalad Amin Aleph Yumir Aleph and Beis. It's explicit, women are chayav in mezuzah. What would be the issue with a woman therefore putting up a mezuzah? But on the other hand, we find that women are not able to write a mezuzah, because women are not allowed to write stam in general. They're not allowed to write tefillin, because anyone who's not chayav in the mitzvah of wearing tefillin, called Sheshna B'Kshira Yeshna B'Ksiva, and anyone who's ain't no B'Kshira, and we include mezuzah in that as well. So in fact, the Deborah Tzina Rav was asked in a tshuva in Be'er Moshe, Chelek Bey, Simon Kuf, about a guy who came home one day, and his wife, who knows all of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch backwards and forwards, that's the way he describes it. The woman knew all of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch backwards and forwards, and she had put up all the mezuzahs in the house. Why the mezuzahs weren't put up beforehand, I don't know, but she put up all the mezuzahs in the house. And the fellow asked the Deborah Tzina Rav, is this a problem? So we find two places in Shas that discuss a woman preparing a Heftzah Shal Mitzvah by mitzvahs that they're putter from. Sukkah Dav Ches, the Gemara tells us, Sukkah's Ganvach is kosher, that even though a woman is putter from the mitzvah of Sukkah, she could certainly make a sukkah. In Gittin, Memhei, and Beis, we have the din about tefillin, the kol sheyesh b'kshira yesh b'ksiva, that women are putter from tefillin, and therefore they cannot write tefillin. And in fact, in my first sefer, HaKod HaOlam HaChelek Aleph Simen Gimel, I discuss whether women are able to produce tzitzis, where most poskim say yes, even though women are putter from tzitzis, they're allowed to tie tzitzis, but Rabbeinu Tam says no. We paskin Shulchan Aruch Simen Yodal Tzif Aleph, that women can tie tzitzis, but the Ramah recommends being for the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. So how do we assume the halacha as far as putting up a mezuzah? So as you would expect, most poskim assume it is absolutely mutter for a woman to put up a mezuzah. There's no reason to insist that it be installed by a man, and that's the default position. In fact, the fact that most poskim don't discuss the issue is a stimas haposkim to tell you that women are able to put up, women are certainly allowed to put up a mezuzah, and in fact that's the implication of the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch Rav in Yud Dalet Beis and in Lamed Tes Aleph, when he talks about women not making tzitzis or tefillin because they're not obligated in the mitzvah, but he clearly implies that anything they'd be obligated in, they certainly are allowed to do. The Chassam Sofer in Yerodea in the Tshuva and Simon Reish Yud Aleph writes that they're not included in the mitzvah of writing, but are certainly included in the mitzvah of being koveya a mezuzah, and that is certainly the mainstream opinion recorded in the Sefer Kvias Mezuzah Kehilchasa in the name of Poske Dorenu, that women certainly could be Koveya Mezuzah, because they're obligated in the mitzvah. So if they're obligated in the mitzvah, it would be so strange to say that a woman is obligated in a mitzvah and she can't do it, right? How could you say something? You have to do it, but you can't do it. So what does that mean? She's only allowed to have someone else do the mitzvah for her, and she can't do the mitzvah for herself? Plus, there are two other really good reasons to say that a woman certainly would be valid to put up a mezuzah. First of all, some poskim paskin that even a non-Jew is allowed to put up a mezuzah, and it would be kosher. The Das Kedoshim and Reish Pei Tes, in discussing the mitzvah of being koveya mezuzah, has a suffix if it was put up by a katan. The Sefer Mikdash Ma'at, Siv Katan Beis over there, quotes from Magen Avraham and Simon Yotes of Katan Aleph, that clearly the main inyan of the mitzvah of mezuzah is not the kviya outside mezuzah. It's being in a home that has a mezuzah, living in a home that has a mezuzah. So what does it matter if a katan or a nachri put up the mezuzah? It would all be fine. It would be just like a sukkah skanvach, just like a sukkah can be built by a non-Jew. So a mezuzah could be put up by a non-Jew according to these poskim. The Maram Shik in the Tshuvan Aruch Chaim Simen Tezvav also mentions this, that the mitzvah is for the doorway to have a mezuzah, and it doesn't matter if it was put up by a bar chiyuva or by a non-bar chiyuva. In fact, in Tshuvas Marashad, Yerdeas Minun Zayin, he allows non-Jews to put up a mezuzah, and it's obvious from his tshuva that he never entertained the possibility that a woman cannot put up a mezuzah. There's what to discuss when you talk about a non-Jew, when you talk about a katan, because they're not a bar chiyuva, but a woman is chayiv in the mitzvah. Furthermore, some poskim paskin that women are even allowed to write a mezuzah. The preacher, we said women are, the Gemara is only explicit that women are not allowed to write tefillin. The Prishon Yerideya, Resh Pei Aleph Aleph, and it implies from the Torah over there, the Rif and the Rush, that all omit the Gemara that invalidates a woman to write mezuzah. They only quote the Gemara, the part of the Gemara that says a woman is not allowed to write tefillin. So even though we don't paskin like that opinion, the Mechaber writes in Resh Pei Aleph, Siv Gimel, and the Shach over there echoes this, and Siv Katan Vav in the Aruch HaShulchan as well, that we paskin a woman should not write a mezuzah, but nevertheless, there's no precedent to extend that invalidation of a woman to the tikkun or the kviyas hamezuzah. So why am I giving a tamar alachshir about this? It's such a slam dunk. It's so obvious. Because there is a comment of the Yeshuas Malko. The Yeshuas Malko in Hilchas Tefillin and Mezuzah on the Rambam paskins that mezuzah cannot be placed by a woman. And in fact, the Eretz Tzvi, the Kazhe Glover Gaon, Rav Aryeh Tzvi Frumer, quotes at Yeshuas Malko, discusses the issue, and leaves the issue unresolved. What would possibly be the issue? So it's based on the idea that women are not allowed to write mezuzah, which, as we said, we do paskin, because we link kshira to ksiva with tefillin, and just like women are not allowed to prepare the tefillin, or do any part of the preparation of the tefillin, not just the ksiva sa tefillin, but any part of the preparation of the tefillin, so they'd be excluded from any part of the tikkun of the mezuzah as well, which includes putting it on the doorpost as well. That is the argument of the Yeshuas Malko. In Eretz Tzvi, the Kazhe Glover says that if, it doesn't make so much sense, because if they were really possible, then l'chora they shouldn't be able to have a man put up a mezuzah for them either, because there is a rule called mitzvah di'iu lo matzi avid, shliach lo matzi mashvi. Anything that I'm not able to do, I'm not able to appoint a shliach to do either. In fact, Rav Vazner and Shevet Alevi Chelik Beisim Kufnum Ches Os Gimel says that he saw this Yeshuas Malko and he says you're not allowed to say such a thing. There's no doubt that it's kosher for a woman to put up a mezuzah. So practically speaking, Rav Vazner in that tshuva and the Debrecen Rav and Chelik Beis Simon Kuf say certainly if a woman put up your mezuzahs, it's certainly kosher. Certainly it does not need to be taken down and put up again. Nevertheless, the Debrecen Rav thinks that it's kedai to try to be machmir that a man puts up the mezuzah. Why is it kedai to try to be machmir? So two reasons. First of all, says the Debrecen Rav, if the Yeshuas Malko said it, you might as well try to satisfy the opinion of the Yeshuas Malko, even though he's the only one that said it, but you might as well try. And the Kazhe Glover, didn't come to a clear conclusion, so you might as well try to satisfy the opinion. You could also tell from the tshuva of the Debrecen Rav that he was upset in the case that he was asked about, that a woman would do something like that without consulting with her husband. He suggests to the husband, Liten la chelek musar, lama asa davar belo she'elas baila, o belo she'elas pi bal hora'a. How could she take a stance and do something like that without asking her husband or a posek, afilu b'davar mefurish because of Shulchan Aruch, even if she knows Kitzur Shulchan Aruch backwards and forwards and it's mefurish in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and he says, kal v'chomer kol shekein b'davar she'en mefurish because of Shulchan Aruch. This happens to not be mefurish in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, so certainly she should not have a pasuk in this. Debreziner therefore recommended, this is hard to believe, but he recommended that the man remove all the mezuzahs and put them back up without a bracha, just to make a point that she shouldn't have done that. I don't know if I would recommend something like that. But the other reason that he suggests, that other poskim suggest, perhaps to be machmir to lechadchila, is that there is a principle called mitzvah bo yosir mi bishlucho, that if you have the ability to do a mitzvah, or you could have someone else do a mitzvah, so mitzvah bo yosir mi bishlucho. So if the man is the Bal Habayis, Yusuf, he's considered to be the one that owns the house. It's really primarily his mitzvah, even though she also lives in the house and she's chayiv as well. One could have argued the reverse. One could have argued it's mitzvah ba, yosem mibishlucha, that she lives in the house, and generally speaking, women take care of the needs of the house. Women light Shabbos candles, for example, even though a man is also obligated in Shabbos candles. Why do women light Shabbos candles? Why don't we say mitzvah bo yosem mibishlucha? And the answer is, mitzvah ba yosem mibishlucha. She's the one that should apply the principle of mitzvah ba. There are other reasons why women light Shabbos candles, but one thing is abundantly clear, that there, lahalacha, there is no issue for a woman to put up a mezuzah. A woman's chayv in the mitzvah, and therefore she can certainly perform the mitzvah. There are some poskim that say that if a man is around, then better to have, if they're both around, the husband and wife are both around, let the husband put it up. Rav Vosner makes a point of saying that a lot of times a person tries to be machmir about something and it comes out of kula on the other end. How so? You're going to go and be some machmir and you're going to say that I'm going to be very careful, that I'm only going to, that the man is going to put up the mezuzah, and then you'll go a whole day, wait till the husband gets home from work to put up the mezuzah, when the woman could have done it hours earlier. So shouldn't it be, isn't it more important to put up the mezuzah immediately than it is to be yotze such a chumrah? Certainly so. So certainly it would be better for a woman to put up the mezuzah than to delay the mitzvah simply due to the chumrah of this Yeshua's Malko. So with that, I wish everyone a wonderful day.